It's hard to believe we've been here two almost full days and an amazing lineup, and this band is no exception. We have been trying to get them on live for quite some time. We'll talk a little bit about that, but let's kick it off with some music from the Apples in Stereo.
Thanks, you guys.
With a curious disdain, your ferocity will be a shame. Fast motion like a curious flame. The best I can do is turn my back on you.
That is the style of music that we purvey. Thanks for noticing.
Cool.
Okay, Apples in Stereo, you ready for another song?
Cool.
Even I'm ready this time.
John D, will you set a tempo for me? Okay, here goes.
And the world is made of energy.
our bass amp. Our bass amp blew up, or it's blowing up on and off.
It's as still are we.
Yeah,
up.
Sure. Let's talk now.
Let's Sounds talk cool. now, shall we?
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we tried to hook up in New York with you in the fall.
At the Let's CMJ just say, Music the Festival?
No, yes, and you got caught up in D.C. Your van broke down or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually, yeah.
The
it was even more complicated than that, but that was the short, the very end part of it was when our van broke down.
Well, there we were with a 21-band lineup, and we had a hole, and the craziest thing happened. Elijah Wood stopped by and
Whoa, did he
was
fill
able
the hole?
To fill your hole.
Awesome.
And we put him on the radio probably for longer than you were scheduled to go on, and he played songs off his iPod.
Oh, that's cool.
It was very, very cool.
I bet he's got a cool iPod.
He
I
has
bet he's got
a
cool
really
stuff.
Cool iPod. But he's a friend of yours, I understand.
Yeah, he totally rules.
You met him down here, down at South by Southwest, and he took an interest in your music, which he's been a fan of for a really long time.
Yeah, he listens to a lot of music. He's a record collector.
Yeah, I mean, in all styles. But he had some involvement with your new project, New Magnetic Wonder.
Yeah, actually, his label Simeon Records, in conjunction with Yep Rock Records, put out our album. Our new album. Yeah, that's what happened. is that right? As you understand it?
You know, as I understand it, that is right.
Okay,
I was hoping to confirm it with you.
I just wanted to make sure I said it correctly.
But if you want to confirm it with me,
yeah.
I'll say let's go with that.
Okay.
You didn't waste any time on this, or you didn't fool around on this album. It's like almost an hour long. There's like 84 songs.
And you don't think
it.
We fooled around?
Actually, looking at this crew, let me rephrase that. There's a lot of music on there, and I'm wondering,
I guess so.
did you go into making New Magnetic Wonder with any kind of a plan? Because you've made a lot of music. You got a lot of projects, you know, going on. And
we pretty much went into it. We wanted to make a record that would be like the Apples record that if you were going to recommend our band to your friend, you'd be like, you obviously got to start with this record. Like, we wanted it to be like the kind of the sums everything up, you know, like Apples record. This is what we started out wanting to do. This is what we're doing now. We tried to put all, you know, every interesting thing we could possibly think of into the record so that, you know, it would stand up to, you know, many listenings. You always hear something new. We've always tried to do that, but on this record, we made sure that we were totally happy with it before we turned it in. And so it was a pretty nice to be able to take that kind of time and make an album.
That is so sweet. That is the sweetest thing anyone's ever said about making an album. And you certainly gave him plenty of songs to choose from on there. And I imagine you, as someone with such an interest in music, I mean, you've created your own musical scale, that you might have an interest in analog music, but you clearly love the art of playing around with digital music. I heard that on one of the songs, Same Old Drag, is it, that you have like 90-plus tracks on there, and you, the engineer's equipment caught on fire.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it with tape machines. Like, I guess, actually, 96, I guess we could have chained 24 tracks together and done it, so I suppose that would have worked.
Setting the equipment on fire in the making of this album.
We have studio equipment catching on fire is not a new thing for us. We have like some sort of a, you know, poltergeist that follows us around from studio to studio and sets gear on fire. So, in fact, I'd be surprised if some of our equipment doesn't explode tonight. In fact, Eric's amp already did.
Yeah, I was going to say, at a concert in Seattle this summer at Bumbershoot Festival, one of the artists, Jamie Lydell, actually, his amp actually went up in flames, and it
Whoa.
Wasn't part of
not
the act.
Not on purpose?
No, not on purpose. They had to stop the show.
That's pretty
And I
awesome.
Can imagine that happened at the Apples and Stereo show.
Yeah, but it'd be our compressor. Our tube compressor would blow up or something. Shards of glass would fly all over the place from the vacuum tubes. It'd be a terrible disaster. Rock band dies in compression disaster. It'd be on the front page of the Seattle newspaper.
Well, I'm glad that tragedy was put aside until we got you live on the air. We're so glad
you.
That you made it today. And,
cool. Thanks for having us.
Love to hear some more music. The Apples and Stereo live on KEXP.
Cool. Thank you. Bass player. You deserve to be too loud. bass player, guys. Okay, you ready, dude? Okay, sorry about your bass amps. I thought that had that guy fix it. He had that little, like, IC. Okay, you guys ready? Yes. Too much radiation? Thanks a lot, you guys. Yeah, you ready? Okay, I'm ready. Okay, this song's called Can You Feel It? It's off of our new album, New Magnetic Wonder. Oh, wait a second. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, all of these songs are off of our new album. It's called New Magnetic Wonder. It came out like a month ago. And, yeah, you guys can get it at the post office, the Arboretum, and other such vendors. Okay, you guys ready?
I feel electric when the music starts to grow. Oh, 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 oh.
rocket constellation. You're going on a voyage. Got no destination. It's the same.
Song, also off our new record, and thanks everybody for coming.
See you in the rain.
Thanks a lot.
The Apples in Stereo, live on KEXP. All the best music in Austin this week, right here on this stage. Want to thank the Apples in Stereo. Wrapping up our second day bright and early tomorrow at 1 p.m. Austin time with the Stooges. We've got Ona Boone, we've got Ockerville River, and Beirut playing a special one-hour-long performance tomorrow evening. Go to kexp.org. It's great to see some familiar faces after only 2 days here in Austin. Let's hear it one more time for the Apples in Stereo live on KEXP Seattle.